are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email. Ryder from Tulsa writes, Doctor, you were discussing loneliness and its health effects. I'm not lonely, but after your show, I realized I don't have any real friends. I don't have any true friends. I've got buddies, but no one I could talk to if I needed to. I'm recently divorced. And I guess I didn't try to make friends during my 10-year marriage, or my wife's friends were our new social outlet. I'm 39, and I apologize if this is a strange question, but how does a new divorcee man make friends at my age, long-lasting friends? I don't know. That's a hard one. You know, it's interesting. You know, I've been married how many years? 16? No? Since 96. Yeah, 16 years. And, I mean, I remember prior to marriage, oh, my gosh, my answering machine, you know, you kept seeing the beeps, and you could even tell how many calls. Remember when we had an answering machine where if you had one message, it would you know, flash once. If you had two or three messages, it would flash two, three times. So I would sit there, and rather than listen to my messages, I'd just kind of look and, you know, count if it didn't have the digital, because the digital was more expensive. Remember, it would digitally tell you how many messages, right? There'd be a number on there. I couldn't afford that. I had the one that had the flashing light. And, I felt like I had a lot more friends. I was a lot more popular then. And then, you know, you get married. Now, keep in mind, a lot of my friends were men. So, you know, my husband kiboshed that really quick. He's like, no, you are not going to be going to Costco at 2 a.m. with your buddy, right? Because he wants to go grocery shopping because he's an insomniac. No, you're a fiancée now. You tell him to do his own shopping, you know, or some of my guy friends didn't know how to dress up. You know, if they needed a suit or something for a date, so I would go with them and, you know, get the, you know, tie for, I guess I was pretty handy when it came to clothes. I just, I didn't realize it, you know. So, I had a lot of, you know, friends who were guys. Once I got married, oh, yeah, we got rid of that. But when you do get married, yeah, your friends end up now being a lot of times married friends, unless you really stay close to your old buddies. Now, Facebook and Twitter and all that has kind of helped us reunite with some old buddies, but I know a lot of you aren't reconnecting as much as Facebook and Twitter, you know, originally intended. You know, they thought, you know, oh, you'd find your long-lost second-grade pal, your Play-Doh buddy, and you guys would be best friends. And many of us kind of found it was too much work. You know, the older we get, I think the less inclined we want to start bonding because, you know, we've been hurt a lot. And, you know, many of us, we like our routine, right? Many of us don't have a lot of money to go out. And so it's easier for us to be isolated. But what's very interesting about Ryder's email is this is a pretty common problem. Many of you have over the last 10, 20 years lost a lot of your friends just because of marriage or moving. And then all of a sudden you get divorced and it's lonely because your whole social life surrounded the marriage. Or if your wife was the one that was the socialite, she would meet Maria and then Maria's husband would come over. You guys would watch the game together. You guys would barbecue and you would hang out whether you really liked each other or not because the girls would hang out. And if the wife's happy, right, a happy wife means a happy home. And so, I see that a lot. You know, I'll see a patient who, you know, has anxiety or depression or et cetera, and, or who have just gone through a divorce or somebody cheated on them or whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, what's your buddy system? What's your social network? I really don't have, I mean, I go out with the guys for beer, but nobody you could bond with. Now, I know some of you men are listening to this going, okay, Dahlia, you know, we're guys. Okay, guys don't bond. No. I think guys have buddies. Okay, let's look at I Love Lucy. Wasn't Ricky Ricardo's best friend Fred? See? Case in point. But I got to tell you something. My husband and I had a very similar discussion. We had a couple who were friends with ours, and they had a key to our house. We could trust them with our kids. They were our Fred and Ethel Mertz. That's what we call. We were their Fred and Ethel Mertz. They were our Fred and Ethel Mertz. And I always use that term, you know, where you have a couple where no matter what, if you needed to borrow their car, if you needed to crash at their house, if they needed to, if you left something at your house, they would have a key. You trusted them so much. And we had that, and they had to move, and, you know, we're still in touch, but it was so nice to see each other 4 or 5 times a week and just have that closeness and have that trust. We never met another couple where we bonded like that. And it does bother me. I mean, not from a loneliness perspective, because, you know, we got a lot of friends. I mean, we're busy, you know, and the kids are still young enough where they keep us busy and poop us out. But I don't like the fact that if the poop really hits the fan, do I have enough friends that I could really count on? You know, you always have people that go, oh, if you ever need anything, all right, well, you know, I can't pay my mortgage. I need a place to crash. How many of you have a buddy that you think you could really do that? If God forbid you lost a spouse, you know, or you lost somebody, do you have somebody who could kind of be there and come over every day or, you know, make sure you're not alone and, you know, keep you from, you know, sinking into a horrible depression and, you know, help you through that? A lot of us don't. And maybe this is something we do need to kind of think about, because I think a lot of us get apathetic. You know, we've talked about on the show many times how we let our marriages go without realizing it. You know, oh, I don't need to shave my legs. I've been married to my husband for 15 years. No, maybe you need to. Maybe you would really like it if you shaved your legs or douched once in a while or something. You know, men are like, well, I don't really have to hold my farts in front of her. I mean, she's my wife. Maybe you do need to. Maybe you do need to tell her that you love her once in a while. Maybe you guys need to surprise each other with a date. But we let our marriage slide all the time because we take it for granted. And then all of a sudden the marriage leaves and you realize you did the same thing with your friends. You know, now, of course, you know, social clubs, church, always a great place to go. Join a bowling league. I don't know really what men do. Because most of the men, they kind of hang out with the husbands of the wives' friends. But I do commend you for realizing an isolation problem. Good for you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, you bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are going to be moving to a new time on XM Satellite, Channel 166. We will be live 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. For all my XM listeners out there, make sure to tune in 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time live. We are live 9 to noon Pacific Time, Monday through Friday, but at least you guys will be able to call in that first hour, and we will try to get to all your calls throughout the rest of the show. Many of you have called in on our answer line. Of course, you could always email us at drdahlia.com. As you listen to my website, as you can see, there's that contact form, very easy for you to send some emails. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Okay, Lydia writes, Dr. Dahlia, I went to Match.com and started dating. That helped after my divorce. Okay, well, yeah, I want to talk about that. If you guys get divorced, I don't want you going straight to another dating website. We were talking about, well, I mean, you're right, that could help. I mean, you know, dating again. We're talking about, one of our listeners was saying that after his divorce, you know, he found that he really didn't have any true friends and, you know, kind of lonely. And if loneliness leads to abnormal or adverse health consequences, then, you know, what are you supposed to do to meet people when you're middle-aged? Scott here had written in, Scott lives in San Diego. After tuning in and listening to you about increasing one's social life, I found at 52 years old that I dislike most people. They are nuts or have hang-ups or have baggage or are boring. You're putting too much emphasis on having friends. Okay. I hope you're not talking about your radio host. Okay, yeah, your radio host is cool. Okay, okay. All right. So, you go through a divorce. Do you go straight to a dating website? No. Are people nuts? You know, if you're 52, you know, are you at an age where, you know, your threshold is so high? You know, I mean, remember, when you're younger, I see my kids. All right. You know, the older one is starting to get a little bit more selective with who he wants to hang out. You know, but the younger one, and when my kids were younger, I mean, you could have somebody with boogers on their nose. You could have, you know, a kid with little warts on his hands. You could have somebody that pushed you earlier that day. You're all best buddies. You're all hugging and giggling and smacking each other on the head and, you know, coming up with you know, fart jokes or whatever, and you're all best friends. I mean, you know, when I think back to some of the ladies I put up with, you know, and who I was a wingman for, why did I even put up with that? But you do when you're younger. That's the whole part of socializing. And then maybe that's what happens. I mean, maybe, who is it from, it was Scott. Maybe Scott has a point. Maybe we do realize when we're younger that people are nuts. And you put up with it just long enough till you get married. And it's not that you lose friends as a deficit. You don't want to hang out with those people anymore because you don't have to. That's a pretty good point. And then now you're in your 40s and 50s and here you are back on the single scene and you don't really want to hang out with the same type of people you used to hang out with. And you realize you don't have friends. I mean, I am sure there are friends or a mate for everybody. I really do. Okay. But the other thing too is I think our expectations are too high. You know, I loved the show Seinfeld because there were so many real life lessons in that show. I know some of you guys are like, really? You know, when, for example, I guess Elaine always had trouble finding, I guess a husband because either, you know, he snored too loud or he spoke too loud or Seinfeld did the same thing, a soft talker or a loud talker or a close talker, whatever. You know, and you know, what you need to do is you need to realize that whoever your friends are, your potential mates, is not going to be perfect. All right. You may have only a 45% match. Okay. But you just have to hope that 55% isn't anything that's going to do you in. Okay. If they are a vegetarian, can you live with that? Is that really going to, now for me, no. If my husband was a vegetarian, oh, he'd be long gone. Oh gosh, no. I like my meat. So he'd be gone. But for some of you, like, I really don't care. I do my own meals. She does her own meals. No, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with she's a vegetarian. Sometimes religion. So I when I was, you know, looking for a mate, you know, I'm pretty religious. And I was like, you know, am I going to be able to long term, you know, live with somebody who, you know, wouldn't want to go to temple with me and wouldn't want to, you know, do all the traditions? You know, would I be able to marry somebody, you know, who isn't of my religion? And then there was a gentleman I started to date who looked like Viggo Mortensen. And I was like, huh, religion, huh? All right, but no, but I ended up marrying my husband anyway. And it, you know, for us, that religion compatibility was important. For other people, it isn't. You know, the fact that people have a couple different religions or races or whatever enhances the relationship. You know, they sometimes like attracts, sometimes, you know, not having everything the same is attractive. So, you know, you have to also decide what are, you know, what can you deal with and what can't you? One of the reasons why I think a lot of us get divorced early is because when we're in love, we go, okay, I don't really care about that. I really don't care what religion my children are raised. You know, this guy looks like Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. As far as I'm concerned, we could be worshiping Mordor. I'm fine, right? Or that Matrix guy that they put in a long-haired wig in Rivendell. You know, when you're in love, you just don't care. This is hypothetically, of course. I'm just coming up with, you know, one of you hypothetically bringing that up. But, you know, so when you're in love, you're like, you know what? I don't care. I can handle the mother-in-law. You know what? I'm in love. We're in the honeymoon period. Then the honeymoon period subsides. And you go, okay, wait a second. No, I really don't, you know, I don't want to go to temple every Friday and Saturday. You know, I'd rather, you know, watch Gold Rush and some Pawn Stars reruns or whatever. Or I want to sleep in. Or you're like, you know, the mother-in-law living next door to us is not working. And after that honeymoon period ends, you realize, okay, is the love enough in this marriage to make it last? Now, some people will actually put some work into the marriage. And good for you guys. Good for you guys. Some of you will, you know, when the going gets tough, run. And then some of you will try to make it work, you know, because you have kids or you think they're, you know, you could, and then you just realize you're really miserable. And this really isn't the life you wanted. You fell in love and you were caught up in the passion. This is why we always tell you, or I don't say we always tell you, but I was always told, you know, by our elders, make sure you are friends with who you're marrying. Don't just love them. And I didn't get that. I'm like, friends, you know, I'm like, I don't want to marry any of my friends. I'm like, no. Whoever you're going to marry, make sure you guys are friends. Make sure you can have a conversation about something. Now, sometimes a way to be friends is you both may have to agree politically, or you both may have to like the same team. You know, luckily, my husband, he's really inert when it comes to football, so he couldn't care less. If I'm for a team, like, let's say I think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl, he's not going to give me a hard time. He's kind of inert about it, so that's good. You know, but do I wish he watched more football with me? Yeah, I love watching football with him. He's my buddy. I love it. And when he watches football with me, I'm on cloud nine. When he decides, you know what, I'm sick of this game, I'm going to go play a video game, I'm like, aw. You know, and so what do I want to do? I want to find some buddies to watch football with. So, you know, if your spouse is a real true friend of yours, and you can't, I know some of you are like, no, you really can't be friends with your spouse, because if you ever tell them what they think, it could come back against you. Well, no. Then you already have a problem with your marriage. Okay, I need to be able to tell my husband exactly what I think, even if I don't want him to think he wants to hear about it. And some of the stuff hurts, but I'd rather be able to openly communicate than try to pretend I like something about our marriage that I don't. Okay, and he knows. He's very well aware. I get sick of the video games and, you know, I'm not gonna go into too many details. So I think, and, you know, he has made it very well, very obvious to me that he prefers it if my legs were actually shaved. You know, and prefers it if I actually wore deodorant once in a while and brush my teeth. And that's important for a marriage, okay? I don't want to take them for granted. So, you're 52 years old. Scott, you're out there in San Diego. You think a lot of people are nuts or have hang-ups. That's true. All right? It's true. A lot of people out there, I probably wouldn't want to waste my time, you know, trying to form a friendship because it would be more work than it's not. But that's not everybody. And I'm sure there's a lot you could do. Now, Lydia talking about, well, you know, she went to Match.com. Okay, I've really never visited Match.com site. I'm afraid if I do and my husband, you know, sees the website history, he'd panic. But I really should research these sites and see what you guys are doing and what you guys are looking at. I only know about them. You know, Match.com, again, it's intended for dating. But that's another mistake I think a lot of us make. We think we always have to be in a relationship. You know, why not be single for a few years and work on your friendships? Maybe you'll have a healthier relationship. But trying to go just from relationship to relationship because you don't have friends, I think it leads you into some trouble. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of medical news. Please don't flee. I'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, they say here in the news today that a 9-year-old girl saved her mother after she had a diabetic attack while driving. They say Jennifer Sheridan, 42 years old, was taking her daughter Alexandra to get some takeout food in Frankfort, Illinois, when her blood sugar levels start to drop. She lost awareness but was able to carry on driving, and they ended up crashing into some trees. Now, the daughter decided, I guess she had some chocolate. She immediately fed her mother some chocolate until the ambulance arrived. Now, the mom said she knows she was conscious and talking, but doesn't really remember what happened. She says she went through a red light, kept saying we have to stop, but she couldn't stop. Apparently the car did speed past their home. She said she thought her hypoglycemic episode must have lasted about 15, 20 minutes. Luckily, nobody died in this accident. And luckily, you know, they were able to, you know, get out of the car and you know, be able to talk about it. But I think we underestimate our hypoglycemic attacks. We talk about diabetes, we talk about high blood pressure, we talk about obesity, but we forget that just the average person, you know, that may have diabetes or may have not have been diagnosed with diabetes or hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, can actually start to lose consciousness, right, or levels of it, and get into a fatal accident. I mean, this is some scary stuff. You know, I'm under the belief that I really think we should teach our kids how to drive as early as we can, not to drive, but just know what to do in an accident. When you hear of these cases where grandfather had a stroke or a heart attack while driving and the kid was able to take over the wheel and work with the pedals and the kid's 8 years old, you're like, all right, good job, mom or dad, you know, for teaching that kid what to do. Another kid, I think grandpa had a heart attack and the kid learned to pull the key out of the ignition to get the car to stop. Crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, and a bus driver that also, I guess the school bus driver keeled over and one of the students, pulled the key out of the ignition. That's tough to do. Sometimes you can't get that key out of the ignition when a car is driving. But I guess if the bus was older, they were able to do it. And so, I mean, in this particular case, you know, the girl didn't take over the car, but she knew what to do when her mom, you know, started to crash, we call it. Now, many of you ask me, I don't get it. If somebody is diabetic and has high blood sugar, then how are they hypoglycemic and low blood sugar? Well, first of all, what I've noticed is 10 years before a person even gets diabetic, even gets the diagnosis or becomes diabetic, all right, they'll have periods of hypoglycemia where their sugar levels drop. And sugar levels that drop in the blood can make you dizzy, can make you shaky, you could sweat, and you could start to lose mentation. Now, the reason why I believe that happens is because you have impaired glucose tolerance. Your body doesn't know how to handle the sugar appropriately. Remember last week I was yelling at you guys about eating one meal a day? All right. If you eat one meal a day, the insulin, right, that's used to shooting out throughout the day and then in a couple boluses, depending on how often you eat throughout the day, gets pretty confused. All right. Pancreas gets confused. You're only eating one big meal, so it shoots out a whole bunch of insulin. And then as your liver makes sugar throughout the day because you're not eating throughout the day except that one big meal, and now you have these weird glucose loads. You have all this food in your stomach, and slowly it starts to digest because you had a big, huge meal, and nothing's very consistent. Your pancreas starts to shoot out the insulin, I think, a little inconsistently. And so I'll notice people will start having hypoglycemia 10 years before they ever get the diagnosis of diabetes, which also delays the diagnosis of diabetes because these patients go, oh, no, I can't be diabetic. I've always had hypoglycemia. I've always had low sugar. To me, if you have hypoglycemia, that could be a precursor to diabetes because your pancreas just isn't working right when it comes to insulin. That's one of my theories, okay? So, now, if you're a diabetic, you could very easily become hypoglycemic because of the medications. You know, let's say you do really well on your diet. You're doing damn good on your diet. You've lost weight. Well, maybe you don't need all the medication your doctor originally gave you a year ago, which is why I really think diabetics should be watched at the very minimum every 3 months. At the very minimum. I know many of you go, you know what, write my medicines out for a year. No. The medication quantity and dosing could be obsolete, may not be relevant a year from now based on what you need. Now, some of the diabetic medications that drop you pretty quickly are the sulfonylureas, your glyburide, your glipizide. Those medications, because they stimulate the pancreas to shoot out insulin, if you shoot out the insulin takes the sugar, gets it into the cells. Now you could drop pretty quickly. So what I recommend is anybody taking a sulfonylurea, your glyburide, glipizide, sometimes Starlix, I would recommend you have some sugar tablets nearby, some Lifesavers, maybe carry around some orange juice, something that you could quickly swig if you start to feel low. Now in this particular case, the 42-year-old mom was dropping so quickly, she didn't even think about eating the chocolate. Now, true, the little girl could have been hiding the chocolate from her mother. My kids do. My kids, they hide. They made it look like their Halloween bag was empty when I wanted to take a piece of chocolate. So my kids do hide chocolate from me. They're like that. But, you know, for the mom to already start crashing and without even realizing she needed to go and get some sugar, you know, sometimes you need to warn your family members that you could be, you know, in that situation. And you just have to make people aware. But I think we really underestimate the amount, the frequency of people dropping too low. And as you can see in this particular case in Illinois, you know, she and her daughter could have been killed. And, you know, she just ran into some trees because of her blood sugar dropping. Now, I do recommend for anybody with any blood sugar issues, whether you're diabetic or not, have your doctor write you a prescription for one of those AccuCheck or those sugar monitor machines where you prick your finger and you test your blood. I think it is crucial to know what your sugar is doing. Many of you don't get your blood tested until you go to the doctor once a year, if that. And then you get your blood drawn and you think you're fine. Problem is if you get your blood drawn first thing in the morning and you're feeling good that day, to me that still doesn't tell me what the hell's going on with you. If you have a family history of diabetes, if you've ever felt dizzy, if you eat like crap, wouldn't you like to know where your sugars are at? Now, ideally, we want your sugars between 100 and 70 fasting. All right? And so I would recommend you check your blood sugar every morning. All right? And just see how you go. I mean, if you're always consistently in your 90s, that's great. Maybe a few months from now, check it again. Some of you may want to see how high your blood sugars go. You know, maybe you want to check your blood sugar a couple hours after dinner. If you check your blood sugar a couple hours after dinner and it's over 220, you could be diabetic. So what I would do is check your blood sugar throughout the day. Let your doctor know when you were fasting, when you weren't fasting, what you ate, had eaten. All right? And then, you know, if you feel up to it, do a blood test. I understand with insurance it could be costly. I understand these monitors aren't the cheapest. You got to buy the lancets. You got to buy the test strips. I know they're expensive. The monitors could be $100, $150. Sometimes certain companies give out free monitors. If they give out free monitors, that may not, you know, be a bad deal for you. But just be aware. Same thing with blood pressure. I can't stand it where people will come in because, well, you know, I was at work and they had a blood pressure day and I guess I was high. I was 170 over 112. I go, how the hell do you walk around life not knowing you're that high? Don't you? I mean, when I see a blood pressure cuff at Walmart or Walgreens, I always stick my arm in it. Yeah, I should probably, you know, wipe it down with some, you know, antimicrobial wipes. But, I mean, it just looks fun. Sit down and get your blood pressure checked. Oh, Dr. Dolly, if I check my blood pressure, it'll make my blood pressure rise. Well, then that means you have a blood pressure problem. If getting your blood pressure checked or going to the doctor makes your blood pressure skyrocket, you've got a blood pressure problem. I don't give a damn about this whole white coat hypertension stuff. If your blood pressure spikes just because you see a doctor, then what happens if you see a G-string? Your blood pressure is going to spike with that. What happens if a kid runs across your car and you have to slam on the brakes because they're trying to get their football? Your blood pressure is going to spike, and I don't want you stroking out in any of these scenarios. So check yourself. Be proactive. Doesn't hurt. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at the Dr. at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah. Don't forget that H at the end for Hoochie Mama. For okay, I don't know what the H stands for. Sorry. And the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I just got to remember sometimes that this is live and nationally heard, okay? Can't talk like the way I usually do on the radio and on air. Could get fired. All right, this is a very interesting science fair project. Okay, I really dig finding out what kids do for science fair projects, because that was one of the very few things I was really, really good at. You know, I didn't win a lot when I did track and field. Field day, I always ended up with the pink or the white ribbon, so you all know that's, you know, a double-digit place. But when it came to science fair projects, I kicked butt. I did very well with science fair projects. Well, get a load of this science fair projects done out of Miami. Emma Bartlett's dad is, I guess, a detective. And he gave her an ounce of cocaine to use for her science fair project. Now, she's in fourth grade. Okay, my kid's in fourth grade. I know he's going to go, you know, Mom, you know, can you give me some cocaine for my science fair project? And the answer would be helpful. No. But what her experiment was, the project was called Drug Sniffing Dogs. And she actually won at Coral Gables School Science Fair in Miami. No, the teachers did not snort and then choose her as the winner. Although you kind of wonder if that's, you know, not too bad a strategy. I guess what the dogs were supposed to do in this experiment, and apparently her science fair project was completely supervised by her father, okay, because this is what he does. He's a detective, Doug Bartlett. Apparently, they were trying to figure out which dog would be able to sniff out the cocaine the quickest or the best. The experiment was tried on three different dogs: Roger, a Springer Spaniel; Levi, a Golden Retriever; and Frankie, a retired Brown Labrador. So basically what they did was they had the cocaine inside a metal box, they hid the box inside a room, and then they released one canine into the room and began timing. Now, let me see if I see who won. I know y'all are kind of biting your nails. They don't say which dog won. Okay? Maybe the old dog said, I don't really care and I'm going to fall asleep. They never tell us who won. I apologize. I really hate to leave you on a cliffhanger like that. I'm going to guess it's the retired Brown Labrador because that's the one that they're showing all over the place. And he is a good-looking dog. But apparently cocaine is not banned in science fair projects. And because this was overseen by her father, detective, it was okay. I'm for that. You know, honestly, I guess the girl wants to go into criminal justice. And she wants to be just like her dad. So she is going to be handling cocaine later, you know, and dad's just like, you know, when you know, parents, you know, teach your kids about guns and gun safety and how to clean a gun. And, you know, I mean, if, you know, your mom and dad is, your mom and dad is a cop or detective or, you know, proficient in guns or, you know, just like a fireman who wants to bring their kid to the job site and have them in a safe place, I'm okay with that. I am, you know, I feel so much safer with our first responders supervising. I just do. I think kid, I guess, wants to do later what her dad does. I think that's pretty cool. You know, not a lot of kids want anything to do with their parents. So they got some bonding, and cocaine was in the crux of it all. My science fair projects, I'm glad you asked. I always love talking about my science fair projects. One was on, I've told you guys about this, enzymes and catalysts. I know, exciting. That's just me. I was a pretty excited child. Catalysts. What we did is we took a bunch of pieces of bloody liver. And we had the big meat. I'm just so into meat, I guess. But I didn't eat it. I did because it was raw liver. And I had these beautiful chunks of raw liver in these containers. And then you took hydrogen peroxide. Now, hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. Now, you need a catalyst, right? It's usually from an enzyme and protein to break up the H2O2 into water and oxygen. Okay, remember I told you when you guys cleaned yourself with hydrogen peroxide and bubbles? The bubbles is the oxygen that's broken off because the hydrogen peroxide touched your blood and it broke up the H2O2 into water, H2O, and oxygen. That's the reaction. So everybody had these little eyedroppers. They were able to put hydrogen peroxide on the bloody chunks of the liver and it bubbled. Yeah, so that was one of my science fair projects. Another one of my science fair projects, I actually won in a college, even though it was a high school project, it was on vitamin C, and if an old orange that fell to the bottom of the, you know, fell off the tree and on the ground, did it still contain the vitamin C than a fresh orange? Was there a vitamin C difference? And we did some sort of a chemical test to, you know, see if, test the vitamin C. I really don't even remember the results on that. And the reason why I don't is we were using sulfuric acid in the lab, and my chemistry teacher was so excited that I was doing his, because it was one of his ideas, that he let me, you know, stay out of school. I was able to be out of the classroom and in the lab doing this project while everybody else had to do their chemistry. You know, I was one of those super students. Mr. Kinzer was my teacher, and his TA was actually my best friend. So she and I could sit there and screw around the whole time, right? My class was going on under the guise of me working on my science fair project. Well, apparently I wasn't paying that much attention, and when I grabbed this I don't know, was it a 5-gallon bottle of sulfuric acid? I didn't realize that the person before never wiped it down, and there was sulfuric acid on the handle. Some jerkweed, you know, in the previous class must have been doing something with the sulfuric acid. So, you know how when you burn yourself, it takes a few seconds to realize if your mind's not on it? Well, I was so distracted talking to her that when the bottle was already halfway down by my waist, I start to feel the acid start to burn my hand. So I immediately put it on the ground, and just the mere touch of it going on the ground, the glass shatters and sulfuric acid sprays all over the place. So I get it all in my clothes, and it starts to burn holes in my clothes. You know, so everybody could see my underoos underneath. And then my friend, she got it on her legs, and it actually scarred her legs. The floor started to burn instantly. So I'm screaming cuss words, and, you know, of course, my whole class runs in, and I'm like, oh, there's sulfuric acid, ah! You know, my clothes are burning. So my husband, my father had to, no, that's not a Freudian slip. My father had to run and bring me clothes. I remember my husband used to have to bring me clothes when I was on call. My father brought me clothes. You know, he's like, I don't understand what you, that was stupid. Why are you so stupid? Why acid? What'd you do with the acid? I was doing a science for Project Dad. Well, it sounds stupid to me. So anyway, he brought me my clothes and he left. Wouldn't let me leave school. I thought I could get out of school, but I still won first prize. And I think the reason why I won it is because I labeled my project to squeeze or not to squeeze, because we were talking about oranges and vitamin C. So yeah, you know, by the way, you know, if any of you guys have kids or grandkids and they don't know what to do for a science fair project, run it by me. Send me an email. I'll give them an idea. You know, if you want, I could even research science fair projects that won in the past, right? Make sure you guys kind of do some fine tweaking so nobody thinks you cheated. And, you know, because there's some, you know, to win a science fair project, remember, your kids, they feel really bad when they don't win a science fair project. And sometimes it's because what they studied was kind of lame. You know, and there are some real shoo-in type of studies. And so let me know if you guys have any trouble. I'll come up with something really good. You know, you could also do a study on, does the Dr. Dahlia show really entertain people? That would be an excellent project, right? And, of course, I'll give you guys all the data. Okay? Yeah, let's hope there's a positive outcome. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it looks like we are coming up at the end. Darn, I got so much more to talk about. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about how if you eat a late lunch, all right, in the afternoon, you have more difficulty losing weight than if you eat earlier lunch. Okay, now, this is kind of important because many of you kind of do lunch at 4 and then do dinner at 10 p.m. That would make some sense. But we'll talk about eating habits and more exciting scoop in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.